Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. 76 degrees in Richland Center right now. Cloudy skies down here at the studio. Says today's high near 90, hot and humid. In the news this morning, the following is a prepared statement from Richland County Board Chair Kerry Severson. Dear Richland County residents, business owners, and taxpayers, the BECI 765 kilovolt transmission line threatens our community on a scale we may not have experienced previously. Your thoughtful input, including concerns and ideas on how to defend our county, are much appreciated. The transmission line has created much angst, yet it is heartwarming to witness neighbors helping neighbors, joining together in opposition of the line. As you may be aware, MGS is the company that was awarded the BECI project. MGS has released preliminary routes of where the transmission lines may be constructed. These routes are proposals and no final determinations have been announced. Public listening sessions are essential opportunities for you to learn more, become involved, and help guide community responses and actions. At the county level, we are evaluating participation as an intervener in the Wisconsin Public Service Commission proceedings. As an intervener, the county would become directly involved in the legal process. This will take legal and financial resources, which must be utilized in a prudent and responsible manner. Several months ago, the county declined an invitation to join Vernon as an intervener opposing the Maribel transmission line. Maribel is another transmission project immediately to the west of BECI, interconnecting near Bell Center. The Maribel segment was awarded to a company other than MGS and is progressing on a separate timeline. Due to the Maribel line being with a different company and a different project that would not touch Richland County, the county could not be an intervener with that line. The county had submitted written resolutions in March and in August for information from MGS. A response was received from the March resolution, but it did not answer the questions posed to them. The deadline for the August resolution is September 14th. The county now has more facts and is evaluating joining with other counties affected by the BECI line to oppose the transmission lines. Together, we may have greater impact. Additionally, the county has prepared a resolution in opposition to construction of the BECI transmission line. The resolution is moving through the county's approval process. The key aspects of opposition are: 1, the line is not needed; 2, the route proposal has disregarded the statutory rules for where lines should be located; 3, the line will harm the environment, property values, and economy of Richland County. The county does not have direct decision-making authority over construction of the BECI line. The energy that comes from the frustrations can be focused on what can be done. We can join together in making sure all neighbors, friends, and family are aware of this immense project. We can offer our individual talents to the citizen groups opposing the line. This fight is not over, and we continue to stand with you for the long haul. Sincerely, Kerry Severson, Richland County Board Chair. The Richland County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a two-vehicle crash involving a school bus on Highway 80 at County Highway RC. The incident occurred when a school bus owned and operated by Cobison Bus Service was traveling southbound on State Highway 80 and turned onto County Highway RC, where it was struck on the right side by a northbound vehicle. Fortunately, no serious injuries have been reported at this time. To assist in corroborating witness statements obtained at the scene, law enforcement officials are awaiting a review of the onboard dash camera footage from the school bus. The investigation remains ongoing, and authorities have indicated that no further information is available at this time. Authorities are investigating an early morning shooting on Post Road in Fitchburg that left a 21-year-old man severely injured. Fitchburg police officers responded to a report of a single vehicle accident in the 1400 block of Post Road at approximately 1:40 a.m. Thursday. Although initial reports indicated the vehicle was unoccupied, arriving officers discovered a 21-year-old male inside suffering from life-threatening gunshot wounds. Officers quickly extricated the victim from the car and provided immediate life-saving care until medical personnel transported him to a local hospital. As of latest updates, the victim remains in serious but stable condition. Evidence recovered near the vehicle indicates that the shooting took place at the scene. The active investigation triggered a significant police presence and led to the extended closure of a portion of Post Road. The Fitchburg Police Department stated that the circumstances surrounding the incident remain under active investigation and no additional details are available at this time. Investigators are urging anyone who witnessed the event or possesses relevant video footage, photos, or tips, contact the Fitchburg Police Department. Students in Southwest Wisconsin Technical College's Building Trades Carpentry program are gaining real-world construction experience through a joint residential project at 623 Newberry Circle in Lancaster. In collaboration with the City of Lancaster, the It's a Great Day in the City of Lancaster Fund, Duncan Construction, local developers, and area contractors, students are building a one-story, 2,000-square-foot home with a walkout basement. This public-private partnership offers hands-on training across key phases of construction while helping to meet the pressing need for housing in the local community. Financed through the city's development fund, the initiative is designed as a self-sustaining model where proceeds from the home's sale will fund future local housing developments. By bringing together students, instructors, and industry professionals, the project strengthens technical education and creates a direct pipeline for skilled workers to join the regional construction workforce. The 170th annual Iowa County Fair continues today and runs through Monday at the Iowa County Fairgrounds in Mineral Point. There will be an antique tractor display from 10 until 7 each day. Tonight, a lumberjack show and log rolling will be held at 7 o'clock, and at 8, there will be live music with Daniel Nordstrom and band. Tomorrow, Fairest of the Fair Craft Time will be at 1 o'clock. There will be a livestock auction at 3. A truck and tractor pull gets underway at 5:30, and live music with Power Takeoff will run from 8:30 until 11:30. Other featured events include on Sunday at 5 o'clock, a demolition derby, and on Monday, harness racing will be at 1 o'clock. Each day, there will be animal shows, exhibits, midway rides, live music, and food. The Iowa Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced that the Iowa 9 Wisconsin 82 Mississippi River Crossing at Lansing is progressing ahead of schedule. The new bridge is now expected to open to traffic in early November, significantly sooner than the original target of spring 2027. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds praised the rapid development, highlighting the strong partnership between Iowa DOT, Wisconsin DOT, and key contractors such as Kramer North America. Construction on the project began in late 2023, followed by the permanent closure and demolition of the original bridge in late 2025. Officials credited the accelerated timeline to concentrated contractor efforts alongside favorable weather and river conditions. Since the old crossing closed, a complimentary ferry service has provided vital transportation across the river, accommodating nearly 131,000 vehicles through August of this year. This service will officially discontinue operations once the new structure opens to drivers. Although an exact opening date remains to be finalized in the coming weeks, travelers can monitor ongoing updates through the Iowa DOT website, official social media pages, and the 511 Traveler Information System. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is alerting senior homeowners to a viral online video falsely claiming that Congress passed a new law offering significant property tax relief. The fraudulent video instructs viewers to request non-existent tax review forms or IRS documents from their county assessor. Officials warn that no such federal relief program exists, and the provided contact details lead directly to scammers. Wisconsin Secretary of Revenue David Casey confirmed that the misleading video is AI-generated and designed to trick seniors into revealing sensitive financial data, such as Social Security numbers and bank account details, or paying unnecessary fees. Because property taxes are administered at the local and state levels rather than by the federal government, homeowners should remain cautious of any online claims offering federal tax freezes. To avoid falling victim to these sophisticated AI impersonations, residents should treat unsolicited offers with skepticism and refrain from sharing personal information over unverified channels. Any questions regarding legitimate property tax programs should be confirmed directly with local municipal offices. Homeowners who suspect or encounter a scam are encouraged to report it to the Federal Trade Commission or contact the Wisconsin Consumer Protection Hotline.